This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is moving ahead with the aim of becoming a developed nation by 2047, and this vision will only be achieved when every state progresses equally. He was addressing a public function in Itanagar after laying the foundation stone of several infrastructure projects in Arunachal Pradesh, including the two major hydroelectric power projects worth over 37,000 crore rupees. He said the Northeast region is playing a crucial role in achieving the country's larger developmental goals, and the power sector is one of the best examples of it. Mr. Modi noted that India has set a target of producing 500 gigawatt of electricity from non-conventional sources by 2030 through solar, wind and hydro projects. He said Arunachal Pradesh is working in parallel with the nation in this direction. He said the two hydropower projects, whose foundation were laid today, will further strengthen the state's position as a major power producer, generating employment opportunities for thousands of youths and ensuring affordable electricity for developmental activities.
आज अरुणाचल प्रदेश को पावर, कनेक्टिविटी, टूरिज्म और हेल्थ सहित अनेक सेक्टर से जुड़े प्रोजेक्ट मिले हैं। ये बीजेपी की डबल इंजन सरकार के डबल बेनिफिट का बेहतरीन उदाहरण। 2047 तक अपने देश को विकसित बनाने के लक्ष्य को लेकर चल रहे हैं और भारत तभी विकसित होगा जब देश का हर राज्य विकसित होगा.
Speaking on the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said women will be among the biggest beneficiaries of this reform. He explained that the reforms would ease monthly household expenses and boost savings as several essential items have become cheaper. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stones of 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore rupees, including a 76-bedded State Cancer Institute in Itanagar. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released four compiled books on the speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, published by the Publications Division in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan said these books containing selected speeches from the fourth and fifth years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's second term manifests his vision and approach to good governance in many ways. The Information and Broadcasting Minister today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken a historic decision to reduce the tax slabs in GST, which will help every household in saving money. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav urged citizens to make a resolution of using Made in India products in their day-to-day life. The next generation GST reforms come into effect from today. Under the new tax structure, GST Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. These reforms are committed to provide direct relief to the citizens by reducing on multiple goods and services. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has said over 2.83 lakh health camps have been organized across the country under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan till the 20th of this month. Launched on September 17th, the campaign is witnessing overwhelming participation across India, with lakhs of women, children and families benefiting from comprehensive health services. The ministry added that more than 76 lakh citizens nationwide have registered for the campaign. The 9-day-long Navratri festival is being celebrated across the country today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Nav Durga. This festival will conclude with Dashera, the day which marks the victory of Lord Rama over Ravana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on Navratri. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that this holy festival, filled with courage, restraint and devotion of determination, will bring new strength and new faith in everyone's life. The Prime Minister said the auspicious occasion of Navratri is very special this time. He said, along with the GST Savings Festival, the mantra of Swadeshi is going to get a new energy during this time. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.